那现在要跟大家分享的就是谈平静风和海。
The topic I'd like to share with you this morning is to calm the wind and the water.
我们一起来看马可福音第四章。
Let us read Mark chapter 4.
马可福音的第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
第四章的三十五节到四十一节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41.
三十五节，当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。门徒离开众人，耶稣扔在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说，夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗？耶稣醒了，斥责风向来说，住了吧，静了吧，风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说，这到底是谁？连风和海也都听从了他。那在这里记载这段事迹啊。
Here is record this event.
那有一次，耶稣跟门徒这个做完了工作以后，就对他们说：“我们渡海到对岸去吧。”
At one time after Jesus finished his work, then he told his disciples that let us go across the stream.
后来他们同坐一条船。
Then they took the same boat together.
在行进的当中啊，忽然起了暴风。
During the trip, there comes a storm.
波浪就打入到船内。
So the waves has hit the boat.
船就满了水。
And the boat is filled with water.
正在遇到这样的事情的时候，耶稣在船尾上睡着了。
At that very moment, Jesus was sleeping in the stern of the boat.
后来门徒叫醒他。
So later, disciple woke him up.
耶稣醒了，就平静风和海。
When after Jesus was awakened, then he stilled the wave and the wind.
那我们看到这整件事情啊，耶稣是主角的。
From this event, we can see that Jesus is the main character.
如果没有了他，不知道他们会将受到什么样的伤害。
Without Jesus, we don't know what is the consequence that they have encountered.
所以从这件事情我们可以看到两种人的感受。
So from this event, we can see two kinds of emotions.
第一种人就是对门徒来讲呢。
The first emotion refers to the disciples.
耶稣平静了风跟海以后。
After Jesus calmed down the wind and the waves.
耶稣就说，你们为什么胆怯呢？
And Jesus told them, why you are so still afraid?
到现在跟我在一起还没有信心啊。
Don't you still have faith after all you have been with me all the time?
所以对这件事情，耶稣特别指责他们的错误跟软弱。
So Jesus pointed out their weakness and their mistakes.
门徒面对这种风浪，这种暴风啊，是很害怕的。
So all the disciples were so afraid of this storm and the waves.
所以耶稣提醒他们说，为什么胆怯害怕呢？
That's why Jesus reminded them, how come you are so afraid of it?
那第二点的指明错误就是说，为什么这么没有信心呢？
The second point he pointed out is that how come they had so little faith?
哎，真的没有遇到问题，不晓得我们是否会胆怯，是否会有信心。
Unless we run into the difficulty, we don't know that whether we still have faith or not.
所以从这件事迹我们可以看到，耶稣要门徒加添信心。
From this event, we can know that Jesus wants his disciples to have faith.
那在同行的船中，不单单只有门徒，还有其他的众人呢。
Among the boat rider, besides the disciples, there are other people too.
哦，这些众人就是还不是成为耶稣的门徒，只是外邦人来讲呢。
These people are referred to as the Gentile.
他们看到这整件事迹啊，就说：“哎，这个人到底是谁呀？”
When they saw this event occur, then they just wonder what kind of this person it is.
连风跟海啊，都听从了他。
Even the wave and the wind listen to that person.
所以对这个外邦人来说，哦，他们在思考：哎，这到底根本就不是人嘛。
For the Gentile, Jesus is regarded as non-human.
所以主耶稣要这些人还没有相信他的人呢。
Jesus told that non-believer
要让他们认识什么才是全能的主了。
Jesus let them understand who is the Lord. Who is the Lord of the universe?
所以他很多比喻，很多的讲话，训诲，都在指着他来说的。
So he used a lot of parables and teachings to refer to himself.
所以这些同行的外邦人呢，才知道，哎，这不是人，是全能的主。
In this way, the Gentile will understand he is the Lord of the universe, God.
在我们的人生旅程啊。
So in the journey of our life,
有时候我们好像很有信心认得耶稣。
Sometimes we regard ourselves as full of faith.
但是有时候让我们觉得好像不认识耶稣。
Sometimes we think that we don't know Jesus at all.
连祷告的力量都不见了。
We don't have strength to pray.
人家劝你说要祷告，知道了，我都知道了，你不要说了。
Someone will encourage us to pray. We know that we understand that we do that.
他虽然说我知道，但是他表现的就是不知道的动作。
Although he says that he knows, but the way he acts out is ignorant.
真的，当我们遇到事情会变得这样哎。
We run into this kind of problem too.
只不过那个暴风，那个海浪还没有真的到你的身上，是你还不知道你有多少斤重，多少斤两啊。Only
that the fact that the wind and the wave haven't come to us yet, so we don't know whether we have strong faith or not.
所以耶稣在这里不单单是要带领教训培育他的门徒以外，
besides, Jesus wants to teach his disciples.
也是要让世人明白，他就是这位全能的主。
He wants a whole human being to understand he is the Lord of the universe.
他是无所不知的神。
He is God of omnipotence.
他是无所不在的神。
He is omnipresent.
他是无所不能的神。
He is omniscient.
所以从这段事迹啊，真的可以学到很多很多的思考，跟我们生活里面的一些考验。
So from this event, we can apply all these into our daily life.
我们就可以开始来思想来 聆听学习。
Let us ponder upon this event and learn from it.
我们的人生旅程一开始生下来就信心这么好了？
Do you think that we have faith by birth?
10年前的我是怎么样的我？
How about 10 years ago? How was I?
20年前的我是怎么样的我？
How about 20 years ago?
30年前的我是怎么样的我？
How about 3 decades ago?
40、50年前的我是怎么样的我？
And 4 and 5 decades ago, how am I look like?
这几十年当中，可以去想一想，我到底我的人生旅程是怎么走过的？
Let us recollect our journey of life and how we have gone through in our faith.
我的信心信仰的起起落落，高高低低，高潮低潮是怎么走过的？
How was my faith look like? Is that low or high?
然后耶稣在我们的信仰旅程上，我们到底依靠他多少？他为我们 赏赐了多少的恩典？
How much we rely on Jesus and how much Jesus have given to us in the past?
我觉得这个很重要。
It is very important.
可以想一想。
Let us ponder upon this.
现在这个人坚强了。
Now this person was strengthened.
他过去怎么学的？
So how did he learn from his past?
但是未来还是这么坚强吗？
Is he going to be strong in the future?
如果每一样事情都能够掌控在我们的手中跟我们的想法， 那很多事情就很方便了。If
everything is under our control and according to our thought, then it's very easy for us.
但是事实告诉我们，
But the reality tells us,
很多事情我们无法真正的掌控。
All of the time, we are out of control.
尤其出于天灾地变水灾种种啊， 这种意外晴天霹雳的事情太多了。
All the natural disaster and certain catastrophe are out of our control.
不过我们从这个短短的经文里面，我们可以提出有三个阶段呢。
So from this short passage, I'd like to point out 3 facts.
我们每位弟兄姐妹一定会经历过的时候，
This 3 process is the process we have to go through.
我们就提出这三个阶段，看看我们能够给我们大家一种互相的勉励学习了。
Let us study from this 3 states how much we learn from.
那在这件事情平静风和海，我们看到耶稣他真的是万能的主宰了。From
calming the wind and the wave, we know that Jesus is omnipotent and the Lord of the universe.
对于门徒一个基督徒来讲，
For the disciple and as a Christian,
有耶稣同在，没有耶稣同在，却成为一个非常重要的一个因素。
it is a very important fact that whether you have Jesus abiding with you or not.
我们首先来看第一个阶段。
Let us look at the first stage.
在36节。
In verse 36.
最后一句话。
The last part of 36.
这边说门徒就把耶稣一同带去。
Here it said that they took Jesus along with them.
所以第一个阶段就是有耶稣同行在床上。
The first part is that Jesus was with them.
有耶稣同行很好哎。
It is very good to have Jesus walking with you.
这些门徒就把耶稣带去跟他们一同坐船要渡过这个海。
So they are riding the boat with Jesus.
我们看到这个约瑟。
Look at Joseph.
他虽然被无情的十个哥哥卖到埃及。
He was treated cruelly by his brothers.
然后成为奴隶。
And sold to Egypt as a slave.
当时的奴隶很可怜的。
At the time, all the slaves are very pitiful.
奴隶是没有自由哎。
They lost their freedom.
是主人可以任意把它买卖啊，要你就留下来，不要你就卖掉给别人呢。
They are traded at the wish of the owner.
他本来在他的家里，他父亲雅各是这么样的疼爱他的。
At home, Joseph was the apple of the eyes of Jacob.
在这么多的孩子当中啊，他特别喜欢这个孩子的。
Among the children, Jacob loved Joseph very much.
所以他的哥哥把他无情卖到埃及啊，这个对雅各做父亲的来讲伤害很大。
When Joseph was sold to Egypt, for Jacob, it was a great tragedy.
但是我们看这个约瑟的成长。
Let us look at the growth of Joseph.
哎，做这个奴隶真的可怜。
It is very pitiful for him to went through the slavery.
但是他的主人很欣赏他的智慧、他的做事、他的能力。
However, the master looked high on his wisdom and his hardworking ability.
看起来很顺利。
It seems that everything went.
但是有一天主人出公差了。
At one time, his master went on business.
在这个节骨眼呢，主人的太太就心眼不好了。
At that critical moment, we can see the wife of the master have different kind of mind.
用计要来想让他跟自己睡觉。
She tempted Joseph to sleep with her.
但是他心中有神的道理。
But Joseph has God in his heart.
他怕得罪神，怕做这大恶。
He was afraid to sin against God by committed sin.
这种人会有这种警醒，是因为有神跟他同行。
He was a watchful person because God is with him.
如果没有神跟他同行啊，哦，好啊，可以啊，那就完了。
If God is not abiding with him, then he can do whatever he wants.
哎，这个就成为一个不是神同在的人了。
If he did that, then God won't abide.
他为了这样行，有神的真理同在啊，但是他也接受很大的熬炼跟代价。
He did that, and according to the word of God, still he went through all the trials.
什么代价呢？
What kind of price he had to pay?
他为了要逃脱这个主人太太的魔，这个魔掌啊。
In order to escape from the temptation of his master, master's wife.
这个主人啊，抓他的衣服哎。
At the time, the master's wife grabbed at his clothes.
他就挣脱，把那个外衣就拿掉，就跑掉了。
He just let himself free from the clothes and went out naked.
所以这个外衣啊，却成为他主人的太太去陷害约瑟的这个证据。
So this outer garments become the proof for the master wife to blackmail him.
所以有的时候我们为了要能够求神对神负责，对神的真理永驻在我们身心啊，真的会付出一些劳苦代价的。
Sometimes we have to pay the price in order for keeping the word of God.
后来就因为这样，主人就凭这个判断，后来让这个约瑟去坐监牢两年了。
So because of that, he was sentenced put into prison for 2 years.
哇，真的很可怜呢。
It is very miserable.
离开故乡到这样的地方，遭受这么多的这种苦楚。
Far away from his hometown, he suffered this kind of pain.
但是整件事情我们看不到约瑟有埋怨神的地方，没有。
In the process of his trial, we don't see any complaint coming from Joseph.
他很会做一个忍耐等候的功夫。
He is a person who have a heart to wait on the Lord.
一个人为什么这么有力量会做好这种功夫？
How come such a person have a powerful strength to wait upon the Lord.
就因为他知道他良心对不起神，愿意让神跟他一起同行。
Because he knew that he had a clear conscience, he is willing to walk with the Lord.
他做这样的功夫做了多少年？
How much effort he put in this kind of work?
做了13年。
For 13 years.
忍耐等候13年。
Be patient and waiting upon the Lord.
在一次神最美好的安排解梦之下，后来他就坐上埃及这个埃及这个宰相的工作。
With the beautiful arrangement of God, he had this opportunity to interpret the dream, and he became the ministers of Egypt.
后来就将这个他的家里人呢、啊，从这个就把他们从他故乡闹饥荒的地方接过来到这个埃及，住在最美好的歌山地。
Later, he had this opportunity to receive his family out of the famine into Egypt.
不容易啊。
But it's not an easy case.
忍耐13年。
To be patient for 13 years.
或许当中有的会说，我忍耐二三十年。
Maybe you will say that we can be patient for 20 or 30 years.
但是神给人的课程啊，不一样，时间长短不同呢。
However, in God's sight, he has different will.
不论时间长短，你还是要忍耐。
No matter how long or short of the time, we have to be patient.
重点就是你不离开神，让能够接纳神跟我们来同行。
The focal point is we have to be to receive God and have God dwelling in your heart.
最近呢，我在南加州碰到一个慕道朋友。
Recently, I ran into a true seeker in Southern California.
他一直想要得到圣灵。
He was eager to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以哭啊，怎么样啊，一直都没得到。
And he cried and prayed, but he didn't receive it.
后来我就问他，你是怎么求的？
So I asked him, how did he ask for the Holy Spirit?
这位慕道朋友啊，这位太太，他就告诉我了。
So she told me that.
陈传道，我是这样求的啦。
Pastor Tian, I did it like this.
求说啊，如果你不给我得圣灵，我就不受洗，我不要你了。
She said that, in her prayer, she said that, Lord Jesus, if you didn't give me the Holy Spirit, I won't be baptized.
我听完了，我说：“哎，是你大还是耶稣大
？”After I heard that, are you the great person or the Jesus Christ?
他预备苹果，这个要拣选人得救呢。
Jesus is the person who is going to elect person and ask them.
后来我们谈一谈呐、啊，他就决定哇，他要改变他祷告的内容了。
Through our conversation, she decided to repent.
后来真的得到圣灵了。
Later, she received the Holy Spirit.
就是你的想法不对的时候啊，耶稣会不会跟你同行就不知道。
So if you have an incorrect viewpoint, then maybe God won't walk with you.
如果你的真理基础不好，也难成就大事。
If you don't have a good foundation of the truth, then it is very hard for you to achieve great.
建造属灵的圣殿。
That is to establish a spiritual temple.
必须要在真理扎根。
We have to take root in the truth.
必须要在圣灵里面常常被他的灵引导。
We have to be under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这两个条件缺一不可。
We cannot let one or the other.
不然有的人得圣灵，为什么魔鬼还是会工作啊？
Why people were possessed by the demon after they received the Holy Spirit?
你去问的时候，你会发现他到底记住没有。
When you ask them, you can discover that
让不对的想法进来。
They don't have a true foundation of truth.
他没有力量感啊。
And they don't have the power to cast out the
truth. 如果有神的真理很清楚，
so they don't have a clear concept of the truth.
你就知道怎么去做好去分别的这种真理的方法。
If you have a clear concept, then you can know how to do it.
圣灵就帮助你。
Then the Holy Spirit will help you.
耶稣说：“我赏赐给你们的这个保惠师，就是圣灵，是从真理来的灵啊，不能离开真理的嘞。”
Jesus said that the Counselor I give it to you.Is the Holy Spirit and it's come from the truth.
耶稣在离别的祷告也是这样祷告啊。
Before his departure, Jesus prayed like that too.
哇，就求你使他们能够借着真理的圣灵成为圣。
And he asked God to sanctify the disciple to the Holy Spirit of the truth.
那我们看这个约瑟，他真的就是因为敬畏神，有神的话在心中，所以他不敢作恶得罪神。
So look at Joseph. He feared God and he had the word of God in his heart so that he did not sin against God.
我们一起来看创世纪三十九章。
Let us read Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪的三十九章
Genesis chapter 39
三十九章第一节
Verse 1
约瑟被带下埃及去有一个埃及人是法老的内臣护卫长波提乏从那些带他来的以斯玛利人手下买了约瑟去约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中耶和华与他同在他就百事顺利他主人见耶和华与他同在又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利我们再来看这个23节
and verse
23 23节凡在约瑟手下的是私意一概不查因为耶和华与约瑟同在耶和华使他所做的尽都顺利我们在这里看到很多的经文都介绍并且谈到约瑟做事情凡事都顺利
Here from numerous verses we can see that whatever Joseph did it went through smoothly
因为有一个重点就是神跟他同在
There is a focal point This is the abidance of God with him
所以今天我们的信仰生活要能够重新得力就是要有神有耶稣与我们同行的
Today, to revive our strength, we have to have Jesus with us.
这样你在走过人生的旅程上啊，你不寂寞的。
In this way, we won't be lonely in your journey of life.
你也不会孤单的。
You won't be lonesome.
保罗在提摩太后书第四章里面也这样谈了。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul said,
当他遭受苦难的时候，需要人帮忙，所有的人都离开他。
When he needs help from people in time of difficulties a lot of people
只有主耶稣唯独主耶稣站在我旁边
he said that only Jesus stand by me
然后加添给他力量
and strengthen him
使福音尽都传明
so the gospel has been spread
让他脱离诸般的凶恶
so in this way he escaped from a different kind of evil
他为了传福音遭受很大很大的逼迫
for the sake of gospel he went through a lot of persecution
甚至被人打死人家以为死了就丢到城外啊，放在郊外啊。
Almost he was stoned to death, and some people regarded him already dead, so he put it out of the city.
但是他醒过来啊，拍一拍整个动一动身体，又再去传福音了。
After he recovered his conscience, then he went to preach again.
他为什么愿意这样做
？Why he was so willing to do that？
他知道有耶稣同行的重要。
He knew the importance of the abundance of Christ.
我们今天呢、啊，碰到一点事情啊，很容易就变成那个，这个摇尾巴，这个那种害怕的狗啊，就跑掉了。
Nowadays, whenever we run into a very tiny little difficulties, we're just like a dog and shaking our tails and leave.
哎，曾经就有这样的人问我。
So, at one time, people asked me.
天传道，你帮我讲几句话一下。
He said that Pastor Tian, tell something for me.
我看那个信徒啊，有一点毛病了，一定要讲，不讲不行啊。
Tell something to this believers on behalf of me. He said.
应该是他要去讲哎。
Actually, he is the person who should speak to that person.
不敢讲。
He dare not to speak to that believer.
我说你去讲啊，这个意见很好啊，他会感激你啊。
And I told him that this is a good opinion. You should say to him.
不要了，天传道。我天天还要见面呢、啊，不好了。
He said that we have to meet every day. I don't want to hurt his feeling. He said.
你是怕人呢，还是要有耶稣同行啊
？So I think that if you are really fear man or really want the abidance of God
将来每一个人在神面前都要审判呢
Everybody will face the judgment before the Lord
这就几句话就这么怕了而且是好意见呢
This is only a few words How come you fear of him It's a good opinion to him
哎呀如果真的有风暴啊有海浪你怎么办呢
What if the real wave and a storm comes
有一次一个信徒告诉我
At one time, the believer told me that.
他说有一个慕道者家里闹鬼。
There was a devil working at one two seekers' home.
那个鬼啊，真的不按牌理出的，晚上白天都出来的。
Even daytime and nighttime, this devil worked severely.
有的人说鬼怕这个日光没有啊，他白天也出来啊。
Some people said that the devil afraid of light.
所以我说那个鬼是不按牌理出牌的。
That's why I said that this devil did against our normal thinking.
结果他有先跟教会的这个圣工人员呢、啊、讲啊。
So the truth seeker told the holy worker in the church.
那时候我刚好是到别的地方去巡牧。
At the time I was not at in the town.
我结果那个是有几个圣工人员告诉那个信徒说，哎，这个等天传道来啊。
So later I heard that this holy worker said that let us wait for Pastor Tian to come.
结果他还跟那个信徒说，跟听传道说，我叫你去跟他讲来。
And even this holy worker told that truth seeker that don't say that I asked you to tell him.
这有什么不好意思吗？
There is nothing to afraid of.
你赶不走，你也不要觉得丢脸吗？
If you think that you cannot cast out the demon, that is not losing your faith.
你可以学习啊。
But you can learn from it.
何必这样呢？
You don't need to do that.
你要用某个什么包装包起来干什么嘛
？You don't need to treat like a.
而是要学习怎么样让耶稣跟你同行啊，这个才是重要的课程啊。
The most important point is that how are you going to learn to walk with Jesus?
啊，我回来了。这个信徒很诚实，他们告诉我说不要告诉你。
After I came back, This believer told me that the holy worker asked me not to tell you about it.
我谁也不带，我就是找那几个人跟我一起去。
So I took these holy workers to go with me.
你占这个职分，你要关心教会，你都不敢了，不敢带耶稣同行了。不坚强的工人怎么可以呢？
As a holy worker, we should have this kind of responsibility to do with the Lord.
其中有一个说：“哎，天长的，我有事。”我说没有事了，哪有事？
One of the holy workers said that I have something to take care of. I cannot go.
我知道其中一个喜欢讲理由，会推事情的。
I know that one of the person among them try to find excuse to escape from this.
所以我要跟他讲，以前我就先找他太太，没有事哈、哦。他太太说没事，你可以带他去。
So before I asked to go, ask him to go with me. I asked his wife.That is there anything to ask him to do? She said no. Then I asked him.
我说我已经跟你太太谈好，他说没事哦。
And I told him that I already asked your wife. You don't have anything to do.
我就带了那三个人。
So I took these three people.
去到慕道者的家去。
And we went to the two seekers' home.
他有一个小男孩，五岁。
There was a 5 years old child.
鬼在他的身上。
Was possessed by demon.
找了法师、鸡童啊，什么窦桃，那些喝符水啊，什么放什么照妖镜，什么都没有用。
They find different way of spirit, the evil spirit caster to do this thing, but there's no use at all.
而且也花了很多钱呢。
They spend a lot of money on that.
他如果一发作来啊，他用他的头去撞那个水泥，很好玩呢，撞在他的头去撞。还要用冲的去撞你试看看木头你试看看
Once the devil started to work then this child just hit the wall continuously
然后还会讲话
Even the devil spoke
看到他的阿公阿妈还有一个死去的姐姐啊身体流血了进到家里门自己开啊那个孩子有时候也会离地啊就在空中啊给他的阿妈这样抱好玩啊
This child saw that evenHe witnessed his passed away grandma, grandfather, and even the sister came in through the door with a lot of blood. And also he was floating in the air too.
为了这个孩子，所以整个家里不平安。
So because of this child, there's no peace in this house.
那我听完了。
After I listened to that,
我们就谈一谈了。
And we started to speak.
后来就一起做祷告。
And then we start to pray.
教他们怎么祷告。
I teach them how to pray.
全家很幸福哎。
So they all have the humble heart.
传道怎么讲圣经的话，教他们怎么祷告，就是怎么听，没有理由的。
They just listen whatever the pastor said and ask them to pray.
哇，看起来很谦卑。
They are really humble.
还有理由说这样这样这样、啊，耶稣的门呢对你没有了。
If you have different opinions, then there is no way for you to enter the kingdom of God.、
祷告完了。
After we pray,
那个晚上是他们这么十多年来啊，因为之前也是有闹鬼，一直没办法解决，后来生这个孩子更厉害。
Actually, in the past, they ran into this kind of devil work in the house before.
他们睡了最好的觉。
After that point on,
后来隔天就开始去教会慕道了。
They slept well over the night, and then later they came to the church.
就这样子啊，就鬼离开他们了。
In this way, the devil left them.
为什么离开？
Why the devil left them?
这个家里开始有神与他们同行了。
Because God started to abide in this house.
所以这点很重要。
This is very important.
你做任何事一定要知道要带耶稣同行啊。
No matter what kind of things you're going to do, you have to take Jesus with you.
因为你不知道会面临什么样的事情啊。
Because you don't know what is ahead of us.
这个门徒要开船过去了，就带耶稣一起同去耶。
So the disciples try to cross the sea, and then they take Jesus with them.
但是我们现在的人呢、啊？带那个带什么去啊？有时候忘记带耶稣去的。
For us nowadays, some people will forget to take Jesus with us.
带那个美金去的。
They just take dollars with us.
带装备去的。
They take equipment with us.
这个有事情有办法处理吗？没办法。
Do you think that when the disaster comes, they can
能够用钱、用装备、用你的智慧解决，那就不是什么问题了。
If they can use dollars and equipment and their wisdom to solve the problem, then there's no more problem.
我们的信仰阶段真的有时候遇到哎，很顺利，我们有耶稣同行。
So in the process of our faith, when we go through smoothly, then we have Jesus with us.
这种学习还好了。
This is a good learning.
第二种学习就不是麻烦了。
But for the second type of learning,
三十八节
，in verse 38,
耶稣在船尾上面整个枕头睡觉了。
Jesus was sleeping in the stern.
有时候我们也会遇到那种患难，看不到神的旨意的时候，就是如同耶稣睡着了。
Sometimes we run into our difficulties, we don't see the will of God, then it is the same as Jesus was sleeping in the stern.
So, 第二个阶段有时候我们也会碰到耶稣睡着了。
The second step is that Jesus was sleeping.
有时候一直祷告祷告，为什么没有看到神帮助啊？
Sometimes we pray a lot and then we cannot see the help coming from God.
有时候一直祷告祷告，为什么这个苦难苦逼没有离开啊？
Sometimes we pray a lot and then the trouble didn't go away.
到底耶稣在哪里？
Actually, where Jesus is.
到底我们该怎么做？
What should we do then?
会感受到如同耶稣睡着了一样。
We may feel like that Jesus is sleeping.
结果这个暴风起了。
Then the wind come.
大波浪也来了。
And the waves too.
甚至打到船内。
Even it, they hit into the boat.
嘿，这个众人在船内就恐慌起来了。
The people started to fear.
门徒一直到处寻找耶稣到底在什么地方啊
and the disciples started to look for Jesus
这些人看到这个暴风这么大浪打到船内他们都在内屋里面休息的呢
and these people were taking rest inside when the wind and the wave hit the boat
哇一直找耶稣
they look around for Jesus
他们找到耶稣的时候难道夫子你不知道吗我们要丧命了生命没有了
When they found Jesus, they said, Teacher, don't you care if we drown?
为什么不顾我们呢?
Why don't you care for us?
他们在船内呢,应该是有一个安全的避风港呢,在船内怕恐慌啊。
Actually, they are inside of the boat. It's sort of like a harbor protecting them. Still, they fear.
但是这位全能的主耶稣啊,他睡在哪里?船的尾巴呢?
However,
尾巴摇动最厉害的。
Our Jesus was sleeping in the stern.It's the place which shaken the most.
我不知道大家有没有到过游乐区坐那个海盗船啊，一个船的这样上下那个很可怕啊，心脏好像要飞出去一样啊。
Have you ever take a ride on this boat in the fun fair? I don't know. It's a very dangerous one.
比较怕的人哦，他会坐在那个中间啊，比较没有那么可怕，船的中间。
If you really fear, then you sit in the middle of the boat.
比较不怕死的，他会坐在最两边的船尾啊，叫得最大声，啊呀这样啊。
If you are not afraid of death, then you sit in the stern and the head of the boat.
但是那是有规律的，你上去下去，上去下去很舒服啊。
But the boat swing up and down is very comfortable.
但是这一条船呢、啊，是在暴风浪这样没有规则的，这个你看，爵士睡在船尾上。好自在，很安然，哦，很好睡。
But the boat here is without any rhythm, just tossing around in the wind and storm.
那些众人门徒是在船内呢，爬得不得了，看到水进来，哇，糟糕了，要死了。
But the disciples were inside of the boat. When they see the water comes in, they just so frightened.
所以这个两个情景真的完全不同的感受。
So if you look at these two, picture, then if you have different kind of fear.
有些人在患难中啊，就如同在船内的这样惊恐害怕。
Some people were just like the disciple inside of the boat. They were so frightened.
但是有些人信心好的，就如同耶稣在船尾上，哎，安然自在，哇，这么好些哦，跟着风浪正跑，哎，好好。
For some people who have a good faith, then just like Jesus, even though they are in the stern, they feel okay.
所以这是两种不一样的心境跟信仰的体验跟他实际生活所面临的这种考验。
So this is the two different state of mind and faith.
但是啊，通常这个暴风跟风浪是怎么来？
Usually how did this wind and wave come?
我们看那个三十五节。
Let us read 35.
这里说当那天晚上。
Here it said that in that evening.
白天工作累了，晚上是应该好好休息的时候了。
When we are labor at in the daytime, we want to rest in the night.
晚上也是我们生理时钟最脆弱的时候了。
Especially at night, our physical body have a weakest point.
所以这里谈到这个三十七节暴风的来临跟波浪的来临啊，就是在那当天晚上。
So here in verse 37 it mentioned the wave and the storm come at that very night.
所以这个是一个很大的考验呢。
It is a great trial.
当你信心好的时候，这样的考验或许不是什么问题啊。
If you have a great faith at that time, it won't any problem.
当你信心弱的时候，就如同耶稣睡着了，不知道要怎么去面临啊，突破这个困难了。
If you have a weak faith, you just feel like Jesus is sleeping.
这个暴风，这个波浪
，this storm and wave.
就如同我们人生旅程上所遇到的危险呢、啊、困难呢、啊，
啊、，just like the trouble and disaster we met, we go with.
甚至痛苦啦、啊、迷惑啦、
啊、，and suffering and temptation.
甚至软弱啦、
啊、，and our weakness.
那这样的暴风、这样的波浪来了
，they just come like that.
从不一样的方向，我们无法想到的就进来了。
They come from different directions beyond our imagination.
我们看那句话三十七节说波浪打入船内。
Here it says that a furious squall came up and the wave broke over the boat.
所以我们看到这样的这种暴风啊，这样的事情苦难呢、啊，是从外在打入到我们的内心里面呢、啊，受到很大的影响呢。
This kind of trouble and suffering coming from outer external.And into our internal part.
打进来，这个水就进来了。
When the water comes inside,
会要满了船了，这个就跟生命就有影响了。
It fills the boat and it will endanger your life.
在船内满了水啊，你看看那个人在里面就喝水就死掉了。
If the boat is filled with water, then you will be drowned.
我看可能大家很了解什么《铁达尼号》那一部电影啊。
I know that everybody understand about the Titanic.
我是没有看过，但是我看到那个报纸在写。
I didn't watch this movie, but the newspaper.
哇，这个一当一沉船的时候，有的跳船啊，有的吵架在骂啦，什么种种都来了。
The newspaper said that when the Titanic started to sink, that some people just jump out of the water.
有的干脆算了，有信。信神的就那个拉提琴唱那个赞美诗，然后就跟着船一起下去死掉了。
For those who
算了
，who believe in the Lord just are playing him and then sing with the boat。
真的在面临到这样，这个水就是我们的压力、我们的患难、我们的苦楚、我们的痛苦、我们的软弱，真的已经满了，超过头，哎，完了，没有了。
So this water is just like our suffering, our stress, and our praying. When they fill up the boat, then we have no life anymore.
不单单是你所依靠的那一个船会沉，你这个人的生命也没有了，什么都没有了。
Not only the your reliant boat is going to sink, but also you will lose your life too.
所以有时候我们也会遇到这样的苦哎。
Sometimes we have this kind of problem too.
好像如同耶稣睡着了。
We feel that Jesus is sleeping.
有一个信徒。
One believer.
他有一天不小心认识了一个对象。
One day he knew a person.
哎，他好高兴，哇！ 生命突然有更多的这个亮光。
He feel his life is more very meaningful from that point on.
终于找到一个避风港可以靠了。He
found a harbor for his life.
哇，结果呢？哎呀，这个不给爸爸妈妈知道，也更不肯给教会人知道，哎，偷偷的。So
he had a relationship behind their parents' knowledge and the believers.
后来进行到某个阶段，哎，已经有这种感情的一种。 一种认同了，好像想要接受对方的感情了。So
they started to understand and know each other, then come to the point that they try to have a serious relationship.
哇，这件事情不知道怎么搞的，家里人知道了。Then
later this relationship was discovered.
哇，就跟他劝，他不听哎。The
parents tried to stop this relationship.
我就是要他，你们要怎么样嘛？
But this person insists to go on with this relationship.
他是外邦人哎。
The other party is a non-believer.
没有接受圣洁的洗礼嘞。
This person didn't receive the.
这个父母亲想，哇，糟糕，神的旨意是主内连婚呐，哇，我的孩子怎么这样？所以他比那个孩子更痛苦啊。This
person has not received the water baptism yet, and so the parents were very worried about this.
哇，后来那个父母亲来找我。So
later the parents come to see me.
爸爸妈妈当中有一个好像发疯了嘞，哇，怎么办？他非常看重这个信仰嘞。And
one of the parents almost driving to craziness.
所以他们好像就是满了，要满了水一样。如果这件事情怎么样的话，实在没有力量再活下去。They
feel just like the boat filled with water and. If this relationship go on, then they can't live anymore.
照着神的话语，走得救的真理，我愿意让我的孩子这样沉沦这样看吗？
According to the word of God, should I allow my child to continue this kind of relationship?
哇，后来找我们就一起祷告。
So after he came to me and prayed with me.
后来也找他的这个孩子了。Later
we find his child.
后来讲一讲神的话。
And talk with him about the word of God.
一起祷告,
and we pray together.
这个孩子啊, 真的感谢主呢,
thanks the Lord.
后来在祷告当中啊, 被圣灵大大充满,
this child was filled with the Holy Spirit during the prayer.
一直向神说, 我错了, 我要悔改了。
So he keeps saying to the Lord that I'm wrong.
还好他们之间还没发生肉体关系啊。
It's good that they haven't had a physical relationship yet.
只是感情要开始进去而已，感情。They
just only try to build up a serious relation.
后来祷告完了，那一天晚上我睡在传道房了。After
the prayer at the night when I was in bed.
哎，我晚上做了一个噩梦哎。I
have a dream.
说我们都在教会祷告。
In the dream, we were praying in the chapel.
哇，好高兴啊！有这个天使耶稣也在里面。
We are all happy, and the angel were with us.
哎，祷告完了。
After the prayer,
我们就出来会堂到广场了。We
came out of the chapel to the open ground.
我突然就往旁边看了，看到那个地方，这个地方是神的地方，那个地方是黑暗的地方。
When I look aside, the other side. It's a very. I saw the darkness.
哎，我看到那个信徒的孩子，哎呦，怎么往那个地方跑哎？
I saw the believer's child is walking toward that place.
我也赶过去跑，追他。So
I was chasing after him.
要告诉他是危险，那个地方危险了。
I tried to say to him that this is a very dangerous place.
哇，结果我一到的时候，他已经下去那个大洞了，原来是无底洞啊，到地狱里面的洞。
So by the time I arrived, he already going down into the endless pit.
就站在这个洞的旁边，看到他刚刚下去啊，看到他就圣灵的感动，大大的就喊了：“求耶稣救这个孩子。”
So when I was at the brink of the pit, with the movement of the Holy Spirit, I asked Lord Jesus to save this child.
哎，那个时候我的身体也很轻微啊，就到那边就把他抱起来，这样带出来那个洞，到教会来。
At the time, I felt that my body was floating, flying around, and then I just tried to embrace him and then save him.
哇，感谢主
！Thanks the Lord.
差一点点的这个信徒。
Just a very few minutes.
真的，当他们在面临这种事情的时候，就好像怎么祷告，耶稣睡着了，听不到一样。
You're just like that when you run into some difficulty, whatever you pray, it seems that Jesus is sleeping.
我梦到这个梦起来就祷告，感谢主，我们白天所讲的、所做的神童喜悦、神童在，真的改变。后来这个青年呢，成为一个最好的圣工人员呢。
After I woke up, I pray and I thank the Lord that in the afternoon what we did is according to the will of God and we saved the child.
还好没有铸成大错，不然的话怎么面对神呢？
Thank God that we didn't do anything wrong. Otherwise, how can we face God?
所以当耶稣睡着的时候，我们更要忍耐。
So especially when Jesus is sleeping, we should be patient.
更要持守自己跟神之间的关系。
We should insist on the ultimate relationship with Jesus.
万一我们走错了
，thoroughly
要能够啊，不要一错再错啊，不然所背负的就更重了。
We shouldn't recommit the same thing again and again.
你一定在这样的苦难当中，要仰望祈求神的这个主耶稣的这种带领啊。
In time of trial, we should look up to the guidance of Lord Jesus.
这个先知也是这样说的。
The prophet also told us that.
我们来看以赛亚书三十章。
Let us read Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
三十章的二十节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20.
二十节，主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。你向左，你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”那在这里啊，我们如果遇到患难、苦楚种种，就是你要学习以艰难当作饼，当作水来喝呢。
When we run into this kind of suffering and trials, we should use the bread of adversity and the water of affliction.
凡事都有神的美意。
Everything has the beautiful will of God in it.
早上在带领祷告会，他提到那个耶伯，都有神的美意。后来他战胜了，后来体验了。
This morning we talked about Job. We can see the beautiful will of God. Later, he recovered from his destruction.
走过这种操练，你就会听到有声音说：“哦，这是正路，你要行在其中。”
Once you pass through this trial, then you can hear the voice saying that you are right on the right path.
我们再来看这个马可福音的第四章。
Let us read Mark chapter 4.
第四章的三十九节。
Mark chapter 4 verse 39.
三十九节这里说耶稣醒了。
I mean, here it said that Jesus was awakened.
哇，感谢主，这是第三个阶段啦。
This is the third stage.
耶稣不再睡觉了，醒过来了。
Jesus no longer was sleeping. He was awoken.
如果我们遇到这样的事情，就好像在黑暗重见光明，重见耶稣的能力同在，这样来扶持我们在他的应庇之下。
When we are in trial, we may feel that Jesus is trying to stretch out his arm to help us, and we are no longer in the darkness.
这些没有跟从耶稣的人呢，遇到这样的事惊惶失控啊。
Here for the Gentile, when they run into this kind of difficulty, they lose their control.
因为他们没有生命的主。
Because they don't have the law of life with them.
那这个时候的门徒遇到患难，他就寻找耶稣，最后找到了。
For the disciples, they looked for Jesus Christ. At last, they found him.
这个就是告诉我们要建立一个好的祷告生活了。
Here it says that we have to establish a good prayer.
我们要怎么寻找耶稣？
How are we going to find
Jesus? 就是要从祷告里面去寻找。
We have to find Jesus through our prayer.
叫醒耶稣了，神垂听了。
So that Jesus will listen to our prayer.
神还没有显明他的旨意的时候，就好像睡着了。
God having manifest His will.
耶稣 醒过来了, 谁听我们的祷告了, 哇, 什么事情可以放心了?
Jesus seemed to be sleeping, but once Jesus was.
有他在, 有他出面了, 太好了,
then it's very good to have Him with us.
有他来做见证啊,
then He become our witness.
我们就清醒了,
then we are in a very comfortable state.
耶稣用什么来平静风和海啊?
So what did Jesus use to calm the wave and the storm?
就是用他的话。
He used His word.
在希伯来书第一章说，所有宇宙万物就是用他的真理，他的话来托住万有的。
Here in Hebrews chapter 1 said that all the things in the universe has been supported by His word and His truth.
我们来看哦，他就斥责这个风呢。
Here it said that He rebuked the storm.
这个风啊，太过分了，太坏了，斥责你啊，停了。
So He rebuked and stilled the wind.
风就停了。
So the wind stopped.
风停了，这个问题就小了，就是有暴风啊，所以海浪会大啊。
Because of the storm, the waves rising.
是暴风去推动海浪，海浪就跑到那个船内的。
The wind pushed the waves, and the waves, the water came into the boat.
诶，外在的因素解决了。
Once the external issues has been solved.
诶，风停了以后，海浪就小了。
Then the waves began to calm down.
这里39节后面说风就向海说停止了吧。
Here in 39 said that rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet.
海也停了，风也停了。
So the wind and the waves stopped.
我们真的讲话要到大海旁边吗？怎么讲也听不到啊。
When we speak beside at the bank of the seashore, we cannot be heard.
我们人的海在什么地方啊?
Where is the sea of human beings?
我们人的海就是心海啊。
The sea refers to the sea of our heart.
我们常常碰到面临很大外在的这个压力、痛苦啊，怎么样怎么样，会影响到我们的心海。
Sometimes we undergo a lot of stress outside.
耶稣斥责风，把外在的因素给处理了。
So Jesus rebuked the wind and He solved the external issue.
远远地责备的,
and He rebuked him.
然后向我们的心海怎么说？停止了吧。
And later He talked to the sea of our heart, said that be still.
真的，我们心海静下来以后，就像那个黄传道讲的，就会听到那微声盼望啊，神的呼召，温柔的慈声，哇，来了。
Once we calm down the sea of our heart, then we can listen to the whispering word of God.
所以我们要常常警醒。
We have to examine ourselves.
在真理上造就好自己。
We have to edify ourselves.
常常过一个祷告的生活。
We have to live a life of prayer.
耶稣就常常对着我们是醒着的, 我们仰望他, 他的眼睛就一直看顾我们的,到哪里他就看, 才不会有睡着的时候。
Jesus is always watching over us, guiding us.
是我们人一生的人生旅程啊。
So in our whole life,
真的会遇到有耶稣同行时候的见证。
We have a lot of testimony concerning about the abiding.
有时候遇到耶稣睡着了这样的操练。
Sometimes we run into the trials of Jesus sleeping.
但是走过之后再一次提到耶稣醒了又与我们同行的时候, 我们各方面就很大很大的长进了。
Once we passed through that stage, then we found out that Jesus was awaking, and that He's with us and guide us.
我们就有这个能力，有这个真理，有这个力量，才能够面对任何的风和海了。 So
that we have this power and truth and now a wisdom to solve this and to face this difficulty.
因为你知道这位全能的主耶稣啊，时时跟你同在，不用伤心的，有他做你的朋友，做你的主宰。
Because you know that you have this Jesus Christ with you like a friend and always helping you.
重点就是要通过忍受各样的操练。
The focal point is that with patience you have to pass through all this suffering.
不论时间长短，一定要有做好这种功夫。
No matter long or short, you have to put every effort in this.
平安的时候，你一样有力量。
Even in peace time, you have this strong.
受到操练患难的时候，你更是有力量。
especially in time of suffering and trial, you should have more strength.
相信在每一天每个时间里面，你就是一个常常重新得力的。
So I believe that every time, every minute, every day, you should be a person with renewing strength.
请大家一起默祷。
Let us bow our head and pray silent.